Morning Air continues now on Relevant Radio. Time for a look at Sunday's Gospel reading. We talk fishing and more with Bishop Daniel Muggenberg from the Archdiocese of Seattle. Bishop Muggenberg, great to have you along.
Good morning, Glenn. Great to be here.
Of course, it's not sunfish and walleyes and northerns and the like we're talking about today, but it's becoming fishers of men, that and more, as Jesus and Peter do a little work in the boat.
Yes, in today's Sunday Gospel reading, we will hear about Jesus calling his first disciples, and that first disciple to be called is Peter himself. Jesus does so not only in the context of fishing, but he does so in the context of an existing friendship with Peter. And that is telling us something about how the Lord both wants to use our lives and how it is that Jesus enters into our lives one step at a time, always inviting us to let him to affect more and more of our relationships and our involvements.
And it really speaks to our need for a growing relationship with Christ.
Absolutely. Anytime that we feel that our relationship with Christ is happening in a contained or a comfortable or a controlled way, then we need to know that we're stifling that relationship. Jesus wants to grow more deeply in relationship with us. And so the Lord is always inviting us to take that next step. In this gospel reading from Luke chapter 5, we see Jesus casually asking Peter to use his boat for just a moment, just to teach the crowds. And Peter's fine with that. But then Jesus begins to direct his fishing efforts to teach his, or to actually take over his professional skills and talents and to put him to work for the use of the gospel. And that's when Jesus's presence in Peter's life becomes an all-encompassing act of discipleship.
A great thing we ought to strive to do is use those skills, which we've been, you know, maybe we've been given some pretty good skills in certain areas, so we enjoy using those, and maybe it is for a profession, but we ought to try and bring those to bear for the faith, too. Huh?
Absolutely, and yeah, sometimes I think that we tend to minimalize that comment of Jesus when he says to Peter, from now on, you will be a fisher of men. You know, Jesus wasn't just doing a cute little play on words because Peter was a fisherman, but rather what Jesus is saying to Peter is he's saying, Peter, you know, you have these well-defined and well-honed skills that you have used for years for your industry as part of your livelihood. Those are the skills of teamwork, hard work, coordination with others, you know, figuring out where the fish are and going after them and being willing to get up early in the morning to do that. All of those skills are going to be very important in the work of ministry. And so you put all of those skills to work now for the good of the gospel. And that's what Jesus is saying to Peter. It's more than just a play on words. It's really an all-encompassing refocusing of Peter's life.
Bishop Muggenberg, in your reflection on the gospel for Sunday, kind of a condition was set up that made Peter more open to Christ's suggestion as to where to put the net after a night of no luck. And how does that work for us in terms of times when things might not be going that well? It's actually a time we're maybe more open to hear that message from Christ.
Not only more open, but we could even say that whenever we experience empty nets in our lives, that really is God's invitation for us to turn to him. You see, the problem is that so often we are skilled at filling our lives based on our own efforts and our own accomplishments. But when Peter came to the shore that day and his nets were empty, that was a crisis for him. You know, he had failed and he was going to let down his family. And he was going to let down his friends and coworkers. Peter doesn't like to have empty nets. He wasn't used to that. I mean, he was a successful fisherman with a functioning, thriving small business. But empty nets became the motivation for him to listen to Jesus' teaching in a new way, to actually seek Jesus' direction and be open to receive it. And it's because of those empty nets that Peter was willing to cast onto the other side of the boat, to cast into the deep. And then Jesus could fill those nets. And, of course, Peter realized that what had just taken place wasn't his skill anymore. It wasn't his effort. It was now what God's grace could do in his life once he opened himself to that grace and direction. And that's a powerful statement for what God wants to do in our lives as well.
Now, Bishop Uggenberg, say we've realized we have some skills that can be put to use for the Lord's kingdom, but we might feel, oh, we're kind of afraid. What if we fail at this great effort? How do we overcome that?
Well, the gospel tells us that Peter was afraid. You know, Peter was afraid of a lot of things. He says that he's a sinful man, but what Peter's afraid of all those fears that we experience, whether it be fear of failure, fear of insufficiency, fear of hard work, fear of sacrifice, you know, fear of persecution, whatever it is. There are tons of fears that can cause us to shy away from being involved in active discipleship and missionary outreach. But we need to remember that the most common statement of Jesus in the Gospels is when Jesus says, "Be not afraid," because fear will paralyze disciples. And rather than listening to our fears and giving in to those shortcomings or concerns, we need to always remember that being a disciple is about what God can do through our lives and not what we do on our own. And so once we learn to trust in the Lord's grace, then we can learn to move forward with Jesus in freedom and not be held back based upon our past failures or our current misperceptions.
Always love that deep look at Sunday's gospel this week from Luke 5, verses 1 through 11 with Bishop Daniel Muggenberg. Bishop Muggenberg, if you'd be so kind as to wrap us up this week with your blessing.
The Lord be with you. And may the blessing of Almighty God, who called Peter from being a simple fisherman to becoming the prince of the apostles, speak to each one of us in our lives this week and invite us to deeper discipleship with him as well. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Bishop Muggenberg, thank you. With a look ahead to Sunday's gospel reading right now at 5 before the hour, time for Thursday's Glenn Story Corner.
Great one today for the pledge drive. It's called Heaven and Hell. A man spoke with the Lord about heaven and hell, and the Lord said to the man, "Come and I will show you hell." They entered a room where a group of hungry people sat around a huge pot of cooking stew. Everyone in the room, though, was starving. Each person held a spoon that reached the pot, but each spoon had a handle so much longer than their own arms they could not be used to get the stew into their own mouths. The suffering was terrible. Then the Lord said, "Come and I'll show you heaven." They entered a room identical to the first, big pot of stew, the group of people, and the same long-handled spoons. But here, everyone was happy and well-nourished. "I don't understand," said the man. "Why is everyone happy here and miserable in the other room? Everything is the same." "Here," said the Lord, "they learn to serve each other." Galatians 5, 13 and 14. "For you were called for freedom, brothers, but do not use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. Rather, serve one another through love. For the whole law is fulfilled in one statement: you shall love your neighbor as yourself."